From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. European borders open for thousands of refugees. Austria and Germany opened their borders Saturday to thousands of migrants traveling by bus, train, or on foot to cross Austria and continue their journey to Germany. However, Hungary's police chief said the authorities would no longer provide bus transportation for migrants to the Austrian border, specifying that the provision was what he called a one-off. The European Union member countries have been divided in the face of an unprecedented migrant influx. The EU Foreign Affairs Chief Federica Mogherini warned that migrant inflow is here to stay and called for a unifying European approach to effectively respond to it. The UN Children's Fund reports authorities in the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia are being overwhelmed by the heavy influx of refugees, mainly from Syria.
UNICEF describes chaotic scenes on the Macedonian side of the border with Greece as authorities vainly try to control huge crowds of refugees wanting to enter the country. Speaking on the phone from the capital, Skopje, UNICEF representative Bertrand Desmoulins says there has been a dramatic increase in the number of people arriving in recent days.
And those people have been waiting without any support on the other side of the border. They are totally exhausted. They are hungry. They are thirsty. They have problem of hygiene. And we can provide the services inside the reception center, but not outside. And they tend to let the people come in and then to push them directly into the train, which comes all the way to the reception center, or into the buses.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
More at voanews.com. This is VOA News.